congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, good morning. Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. And basically, we're living in an altered type of society. The government is listening to all of our telephone conversations. And, of course, they're furious because Snowden has come forward and told the American people that they're reading our telephone, our emails, they're reading our faxes, they're listening to our telephone conversations, not only here and throughout the world, because, of course, of the threat of terrorism. In fact, a number of two judges have actually come forward and said what the NSA is doing is totally illegal and constitutional. But that really doesn't matter because, of course, the government says we have to do that to protect the people from the threat of terrorism. And we know we're involved in a war with terrorism because of what happened on September 11th, 2001, when, of course, the Twin Towers and then Building 7 came down in New York City, supposedly because of an attack by terrorists. In fact, at that time, 15 of the 19 terrorists who were involved in the attack on the World Trade Center came from Saudi Arabia, financed by Saudi Arabia. So we go to war with Afghanistan. Why did we go to war with Afghanistan? What if, of course, the terrorists came from Saudi Arabia and were financed by Saudi Arabia, who is our ally? Is it possible we haven't been told the truth about what happened that day? And besides that, did the terrorists already bring down the building? If you go up on the Internet, of course, you can type in six of the 9/11 hijackers alive and well in the Middle East. You find that six of those hijackers who perished and died in the flames that day are alive and living well in the Middle East. How could that possibly be? Well, there are a lot of things that just don't make sense. Is it possible that we haven't been told the truth about what happened? With us this morning is Richard Gage, who's for the last 8 years has been trying to get the information out. He certainly has collected a number of architects and engineers. He heads Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth. He has a number of architects and engineers, several thousand, who've signed a petition saying that we've not been told the truth about the way those buildings come down. Because if you look at them carefully, if you go up on the Internet and look at them, you'll see the tops of the Twin Towers dissolve before the planes come down. Why would the tops of the Twin Towers dissolve, vaporize? And why suddenly is building number 7 a typical controlled demolition? Look at it. You can see the center of the roof come down, begin to cave in first. Why would that be? That's what you do because you want the walls to fall in. Richard, thank you so much for being with us this morning. Bring us up to date with what's going on with your effort to try to educate the American people.
Thank you very much, Stan. I really appreciate the opportunity to speak with your audience and get this word out there, because we do indeed have 2,100 architects and engineers now calling for a new investigation, a real investigation. We never had an investigation. What we had was building reports from NIST, the National Institute of Standards and Technology, and these building reports are full of fraud, and we have exposed that fraud on our website, which is at ae911truth.org. That's ae911truth.org, where we highlight the points of evidence amounting to controlled demolition. The scientific forensic evidence is indeed overwhelming that alarms these 2,100 architects and engineers, and we do, in fact, start with World Trade Center Building 7, because you indicated yourself, this building fell at free fall acceleration and symmetrically, and the center of that building did indeed fall a second before the rest of the building. This is absolutely extraordinary, Dr. Stan, because we have 7 seconds from top to bottom this building fell. And everybody who sees this knows that it is a controlled demolition. Everybody with half of an open mind, because we've all seen controlled demolitions on TV, like the old hotels in Las Vegas. They drop smoothly, symmetrically, straight down. It's rather kind of hypnotic to watch, because it's just such an amazing phenomenon. In order to allow that to happen, we have to cut all 80 columns in World Trade Center Building 7 all at once, virtually, to facilitate the free-falling building. It can only fall freely if it's not meeting any resistance and from any of the 80 columns. That's what allows it to fall free fall. Otherwise, it would have slowed down if it met any resistance from any one of those columns. And it falls symmetrically, indicating that all of those columns across the football-sized floor plate of these buildings. So we're talking a very strategic, synchronized set of explosives. In this case, we believe incendiaries, which is a destructive element that operates by heat. And when it operates, it produces molten iron. And molten iron is the byproduct of thermite, an incendiary for which there seems to be, well, there is, an extraordinary amount of evidence at Building 7. Pools of liquid molten iron seen by first responders, structural engineers, in fact documented in the FEMA report that came before the NIST report. NIST is the National Institute of Standards and Technology. And so in the FEMA report in Appendix C, they actually document the invasion of the steel, the few pieces that they managed to save from destruction, because most of the steel was sent within weeks after 9/11 to China for recycling. This is the illegal destruction of evidence. But in the few pieces that they saved, they found not only liquid molten iron invading the steel, but sulfur.
Hold that thought, Richard. Hold the thought. We'll be back in just a moment with Mr. Jays right here at the American Citizen Network.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on!
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com and now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Well, Dr. Stan, I guess this morning, Richard Gage, we're talking certainly about building number 7, the fact that basically this was a controlled demolition. And if it was a controlled demolition, then maybe we should look at the Twin Towers again. And basically, if you go up on the Internet and you can watch them come down and notice how the tops of the building are simply vaporized, the tops of the building vaporized. And then the rest of the building comes down as floor after floor after floor in sequence collapses. How could that possibly have occurred? That is, again, another type of controlled demolition. But the last thing they want the American people to know is what happened, because if that was a controlled demolition, it means that somebody suddenly killed those people. The planes that crashed into the buildings did not create the collapse. This was planned ahead of time, and notice how the buildings come down symmetrically. How would they all, the major supports at certain specific levels, be destroyed simultaneously, level after level after level after level? And then, Richard, wasn't there one level where there were some people in that level wasn't destroyed? And weren't there some of the people down, I don't know, 10 or 15 that did survive?
Well, there were a few people that survived the destruction of the Twin Towers. I don't know which floors they were on or what relevance other than the grace of God might be responsible for their being saved. But I do agree with you that these towers also exhibit the evidence of explosive destruction. In fact, the very explosive versus implosive destruction. The Building 7 was a classic implosion. As we left off, it indeed had the evidence of incendiaries, even documented, curiously enough, by FEMA. Which documentation was completely ejected from the record, the report that NIST finally came up with in 2008. But then they also had two reports for the Twin Towers, and they, of course, say that the structural steel weakened by the fire and that we had a gravitational collapse all the way down to the ground in each case. And this happened twice in a row, almost the same manner. It's absolutely ludicrous that a high-rise building, these which were at one time the highest buildings in the world, and the strongest as well. These were early high-rises in the modern era, and they certainly were built to take direct hit by the largest airplane at the time in the late 60s, 707, traveling 600 miles an hour, had an incredible kinetic energy equal to the 747 today. But the reason, if these buildings were to come down in a gravitational natural collapse, we would have seen a pile of floors at the bottom of each of these buildings. And when I say floors, I'm talking 4-inch and 8-inch thick concrete. This would have been a stack of materials about 40 stories tall in each of these cases. But we don't even see one intact floor or even semi-intact floor at the bottom of either of these piles. what we see is a two-story pile of core columns, perimeter columns, etc. And what we find in the dust sample by a team of scientists led by Niels Harrit in Copenhagen, they find very curious red-gray chips, which turn out to be nanothermite, a very high-tech form of thermite with small particles of iron oxide and aluminum powder that are 1,000 times smaller than the human hair and mixed in the perfect percentage to become thermite, 3/4 to 1/4. And these are embedded in an oxygen, silica, and carbon matrix that is organic. This is a very, very sophisticated form of thermite that's been researched in the Los Alamos and Lawrence Livermore laboratories and is not made in a cave in Afghanistan. We're talking about very, very, very advanced materials. And these are, this research is put in a paper, 25-page peer-reviewed paper in the Bentham Open Chemical Physics Journal. It has not been challenged by peer-reviewed paper process. It stands as an indictment against the official story of 9/11, and yet we cannot get it into the media, nor can we get into the media, curiously enough, the report, the 100 report of first responders who document very carefully their experience of explosions, seeing explosions, hearing explosions, seeing flashes of light throughout the building in the oral histories that came out from the fire commissioner's effort to document his 500 first responders. This did come out in the New York Times, some of these, but when people actually, well, Graham McQueen in particular, a researcher of 9/11 facts, he found that 118 of these were reporting these particular phenomena. This is incredible. Even the first responders and structural engineers, in fact, Leslie Robertson, the structural engineer of the World Trade Center himself, who was there, saw molten pools of molten iron. Well, he saw a river of molten steel. Others saw pools. Others documented all of this molten, they call it molten steel. It turns out to be molten iron, as the tests show, which is consistent with what FEMA found at the end in the attack on the steel in Building 7. So this is extraordinary. It takes 2,800 degrees to melt steel. So we're talking temperatures that exceeded by a factor of 2 or 3 those that occurred in the Twin Towers. The fuel is that burning from jet fuel is only 500 to 1,000 degrees maximum. There is no accounting for temperatures exceeding 2,800 degrees, and yet there they are. They are found also in the small molten iron droplets that are found in every dust sample of the World Trade Center. We're talking molten, pure elemental molten iron found in microspheres that are almost naked to the human eye. These had to have been formed in midair during the event due to their round shape. If you spray a bottle, spray bottle, you'll find that those spheres produced in an somewhat explosive initial burst, they form themselves into spheres, just like raindrops, due to the tendency of liquids to form themselves in because of the surface tension. So this is evidence of thermite incendiaries. Again, thermite is used by the military to cut through steel like a hot knife through butter. So So if there were thermite incendiaries in throughout the columns and beams in the building, both buildings, and there are patented cutter charge devices that are used to destroy steel structures, then that would explain all of this molten iron in the droplets and under the building and so forth. It would also explain these curious red-gray chips that this team of scientists found, which produce molten iron droplets in the laboratory when they are ignited at about 420 degrees centigrade, also proving that they are energetic material, which should not be found in the World Trade Center dust.
And yet, of course, this information is not getting out to the public because of the degree of control that exists over the media today. And for the average individual, you must understand that the media is rigidly controlled, and only rarely do you ever really get the truth about what's going on. And then, of course, this material, they want you to forget, so they focused our attention on all sorts of other issues. And yet, of course, you cannot understand what's going on today, the so-called war on terrorism, which justifies installation of a police state in America where all of your telephone calls are monitored and your emails and your faxes, and where you're constantly watched by cameras, where they have dossiers on literally every single American. And of course, you're not going to know about it. You're not going to right away and get your dossier into the Freedom of Information Act. I have done that, and I will tell you page after page after page, blacked out in the name of national security. This is what's really going on today, but you don't understand that they are using what happened on September 11th to justify the police state, and yet we have not been told what really happened that day. Because, of course, if this was a controlled demolition, then almost 3,000 Americans were murdered that day, and the murderers have never been brought to justice. Well, of course, some of them supposedly died that day, but six of them came back to life and are living and well over in the Middle East. But don't take my word for it. Simply go to your Google and type in 6/9/11 hijackers living in Middle East. You'll find it's true. And then, of course, hopefully you will want to join us in this epic struggle to get the truth out. Richard, certainly I know that well over 2,000 architects and engineers have signed this petition saying that, well, what does it basically say? Does it say that we haven't been told the truth, or does it call for further investigation, or what does the petition that you have signed say?
Well, it cites the evidence for the explosive controlled demolition of the buildings, and it makes that conclusion, although not as strongly back then as we do now publicly. It says that the buildings may have been brought down by controlled demolition given all this evidence. Therefore, we're calling for, upon Congress, for a new investigation. Now, many in the 9/11 truth movement particularly doubt that we will ever get a real investigation that is unimpeachable from Congress. After all, Congress gave us the 9/11 Commission, which was a whitewash of the event produced by Philip Zelikow, one of the Bush administration insiders who was in charge of actually writing the report, which the commissioners themselves did not have any influence over. He, by the way, specialized in his PhD on the creation of public myths, M-I-T-H. That's extraordinary. And, of course, cause for a real investigation all over again by itself. But Congress is probably incapable of providing an unimpeachable investigation. We're not looking forward to another Warren Commission, which, of course, gave us at least blessed the existing JFK. Go ahead. And so what what do we do? Well, what kind of investigation will we accept at AE 9/11 Truth? We will certainly accept one.
Hold that thought. We're going to a break. Throughout the audience, our number is 1-877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. If you have a question, give us a call.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! And let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as is the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much more as you see the day approaching. This is Pastor Michael Golden. My wife Danny and I would like to invite you to join us at the Voice of Many Waters Congregation for a Mikra HaKodesh, a holy convocation, every Saturday, Shabbat, at 1 p.m. at 3J's Christian Coffee House, 21 North Parish Avenue in Johnstown. We'll be having praise and worship, fellowship, midrash teaching and study time, followed by an oneg. Check out our website at www.voiceofmanywaters.org. That's voiceofmanywaters.org. Or call us at 1-303-522-3562. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Revolution NMR LLC reminds listeners to honor our military members. Without their courage, we would be unable to enjoy the freedoms granted to us in the Constitution. Let's salute those who have given their lives in the line of duty, as well as those who serve today. Show your appreciation by sending a care package to our troops. Contact your local veterans organization for more information. This reminder has been from Revolution NMR LLC in Fort Collins, creator of scientific instruments. Now this is the testimony of John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" He confessed and did not deny, but confessed, "I am not the Messiah." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" And he answered, "No." The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 19 through 21.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest is husband Richard Gage of Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth. Our telephone number, 877-254-7524. If you have a question for Richard, but it's vitally important you understand that the whole basis of this so-called war on terrorism we're involved in is phony, basically. Suppose that we're fighting the Al-Qaeda terrorists there in Afghanistan, or we're financing them in Syria. How could that possibly be? Well, ladies and gentlemen, nothing as it appears to be. And you better understand that this is all being used to justify establishing a police state in America in the name of protecting our freedom. Richard, would you like to get your website out so people would know how to get there? You have two excellent DVDs. We do carry the DVDs. We think it's vitally important, but tell our listeners how to get your, about your website, and then tell them about the DVDs and why they need to get this information, and then help us disseminate it.
You bet, Dr. Stan. It's really important that people understand this evidence before talking to others about it, because we do need to speak from factual truth, and we have 40 architects and engineers in this DVD laying out the evidence in easy to understand terms. We also have 8 psychologists who help us understand why it's so difficult to digest this information. It threatens our very worldview. Many of us are not yet awakened to some of the darker realities that are upon our country and its government and its industry and so forth, and can't accept that 9/11 is some sort of an inside operation. So this DVD is called 9/11 Explosive Evidence, Experts Speak Out, and it is available on our website, which is AE911truth.org. That's AE911truth.org. And I'm really happy to have been an essential part of putting together the testimony of these experts, technical experts in their field, and scientists and controlled demolitions experts, fire protection engineers, structural engineers, high-rise architects. We have them all laying out the evidence in the DVD.
All right. And actually, there are two DVDs. What's the title of the first one?
9/11 Explosive Evidence, Experts Speak Out is the main DVD, and there is a bonus disc in this double disc DVD, which includes Ed Asner narrating this very special mini documentary, 15 minutes long, and it is called Solving the Mystery of World Trade Center 7. Architects and Engineers, Solving the Mystery of World Trade Center 7. And Ed Asner does an excellent job. Coming from the left, we still have people on the left, thank God, exposing 9/11 truth. So there you go.
Well, I think it's not a matter of left or right. It's a matter of getting the truth out. And people need to understand, ladies and gentlemen, the people who died that day were murdered. And they were murdered. And everything has been done to protect the murderers and to conceal the truth of what really happened that tragic day. Well, our number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. If you're out there. Now, my understanding is that, of course, they immediately cleaned up all the material, but actually, didn't they find actually fragments and dust and other particles from the explosion on the roofs of the surrounding buildings for some time afterwards?
Well, yes, and they found fragments of people. We're talking about half-inch long bone fragments that are found on top of the Deutsche Bank building, which is about 300 feet away from the Twin Towers. So what in the world are 700 bone fragments found doing over there? I mean, a gravitational collapse would go down. But with all of these incredible explosions, which, by the way, hurled 4-ton perimeter wall units, these structural columns, laterally at 60 miles an hour, landing 600 feet away. And then also, of course, these people were basically disintegrated in the catastrophic explosive destruction of each of these buildings. This is anything but a gravitational collapse. You know, we were told that the tops of these buildings came loose and drove the rest of the building down as structural steel had given way to the heat. But we see anything but that. In the first 4 seconds of the North Tower's destruction, we see it telescoping down. You described it earlier as vaporizing. But if all of the columns were attacked at once, synchronistically timed floor by floor, that's exactly what we would see. This first section destroying itself. And then after that, after the first responders, which is when the first responders see these massive explosions, and then we have this lateral hurling of these elements And the whole, from top to bottom, it's mushrooming down. These structural steel sections are being followed by white clouds as the ends of these beams are disintegrated with thermite, as the evidence shows.
And of course, this is so difficult for people to understand. Basically, when you see the sequence, you see the plane circling and hitting the South Tower, and then, of course, you assume that that's responsible for what happened. But that is simply an assumption. Watch the building come down. It becomes, once you understand the controlled demolition, then, of course, it's very obvious what's going on. But if certainly if you are simply told over and over, spontaneous collapse, an awful lot of people will believe what they read in the newspaper without ever stopping to think. And it's a matter of, are you going to believe what you're being told? Are you going to believe your lying eyes? And your eyes will tell you that is a controlled demolition, beautifully done as the buildings come down symmetrically. They don't tilt. In fact, there's some originally pictures. You'll see the top of, I believe, building number two, the South Tower, beginning, actually, the top of the building beginning to tilt to one side, and then suddenly the top of the building is no longer there. It's almost like it's disintegrated, and then of course, the rest of the building just comes down in a symmetrical fashion, and there's just no way that could happen spontaneously. I mean, if some of the supports didn't actually collapse, why then the building would tilt to one side, but it didn't. It collapsed in its own shadow. And certainly when architects and engineers see this, they recognize what's happening, and you should as well. And the fact that you're not hearing about the over 2,000 architects and engineers that signed the petition simply is a reflection of the degree of control that exists over the media in the United States and shapes our beliefs. Our number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. If you have a question for Richard, give us a call.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on!
Square Root Construction is pleased to help support the American Freedom Network by offering a high-quality custom deck construction services. Established in 1990, Square Root Construction has been building high-quality decks and other types of outdoor living projects all along the Northern Front Range. We are licensed, insured, and have all the experience, knowledge, and skills to help you create the outdoor living oasis of your dreams. For your free consultation and no-obligation quote, give Doug a call at 303-517-8742. Or visit us on the web at squareroconstruction.com.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Well, Dr. Stan here, our guest this morning, Richard Gates, architects and engineers for 9/11 Truth. Do we have a caller? Do we have a caller? Can somebody call in? Do we have a caller? I guess we don't have a caller. I thought somebody had called. Our number is 877-254-7524. If you do have a question for Richard, 877-254-7524. They hope you're going to forget about what happened on September 11th. You're going to believe we really are under attack by the terrorists, and that's why we have to give up our freedom. That's why we have to suspend the Constitution. All this has to be done to protect us from those wicked terrorists, and it all began on September 11th. But did it really begin on September 11th? Have we been told the truth? Richard, certainly you've been on the front lines of this battle for a number of years. Do you think there's any increased awareness or understanding of the fact that most of what we've been told about what happened, the investigation, that the state's investigation, all of this was really a cover-up to conceal the truth from the American people? Is there an increased awareness of this fact, do you think?
Well, there is. The people in the 9/11 Truth Movement that are out on the streets, the activists, people associated with the activist movement, We Are Change, for instance, report back almost unanimously that people are positively responding to their efforts. People will say, for instance, oh, I've heard something about that. Tell me more. Or, oh, my dad knows all about that. Or, I thermite, right? You know, it's pretty interesting how the awareness is increasing. I mean, 4 years ago, 5 years ago, you'd get statements like, you are nuts, you're a conspiracy theorist. People would actually get indignant and angry, but not today. It's just really much more of a pleasant environment to work in. We'll get negative response every once in a while. I'm out there also on the streets handing out our brochures, which people can get on our website also at our online store. And I think even Dan, I believe you have the DVDs also, by the way. I thought.
Yes, we do. We carry it. We think it's an important DVD, but go right ahead.
See, I just wanted to make sure that people are aware that to support the radio station first before you go to our website, as this is one of the few radio stations that has the courage to put this information out, because radio is a powerful means of getting out there to greater numbers of people, and there is greater awareness, but we're still waiting for the breakthrough in the mainstream media. You know, one of the big six corporations that control 90% of the mainstream corporate media. We've got to get through that to reach millions and millions and millions of people. I don't know how we do that, Stan. They seem to be controlling this message. They seem to be controlled themselves by the banking institutions, the oil empire, the defense industry. I don't know what we have to do to break through.
Well, we just have to keep talking and hoping that as things get worse, and ladies and gentlemen, I can assure you things are getting worse, and we're moving towards a series of terrible calamities here in America that are going to transform the America that we've known and loved, and we're going to be moving into increasing violence in our streets and chaos, obviously, in our communities, and you need to begin preparing for that, but you also need to learn how to reach others, because we need to have the American people united against those who would divide us. Our number is 877-254-7524. Our guest, Richard Gage of Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth. Richard, one more time, get your website out there so people would know how they can get to your website and get your information.
Indeed, it is ae911truth.org, and we have the campaign website, which is rethink911.org, which will show you the massive effort we've made internationally in 11 cities during September we raised $400,000 to put up billboards and bus shelter ads and taxi top ads all around the country. We had a very successful follow-up with ads in New York Times Square and at the New York Times itself. The billboard across the street from the New York Times, the mouthpiece of the New York Mafia Media Corporation, it was an incredible. We had at least 1,000 people respond with our action alerts to write the New York Times editors and ask, why are they not supporting this, why are they not reporting this story? This is the story of the century. If 9/11 was some sort of inside operation, this is absolutely incredible, and everybody has to know it.
Hold on, Donna. I think we have a caller. Who's calling in?
I'm calling, this is Ann. And what I'm calling about is I want to thank him so much for being on today, because this is linked to so many things, meaning that the power of the elite to create cover-ups. They call them false flags, but let's not use their terms. Let's use just common sense terms. StopTheCrimes.net, They Come to America, RomanNumeral2.com shows the World Trade Center coming down and how that's tied into the illegal immigrants, which will overwhelm the country with a one-party system because they'll get the vote. But I just want to stick on this topic, which is that it's huge that what you've said on this program, I've heard it, I've seen it, but when I hear it on the radio from a,
God bless, we're out of time. Thank you so very much for calling in. Thank you so very much, Richard. We'll talk to you real soon, I think this afternoon again on our other program. Bye-bye. God bless.
Thanks.
And of his fullness we have all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son who is in the bosom of the Father, He has declared Him. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 16.
Fort Collins Radiator Shop wants to remind you that drinking and driving should never be combined. There will be many opportunities to drink during the holiday season. Plan ahead. If you're going to drink, don't drive. This message is brought to you by Fort Collins Radiator Shop at 417 Jefferson Street in Fort Collins. For all your radiator repair needs, call 482-6783. They have over 47 years of experience, they're family owned and operated, and they're on the air because they care.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Western Stone Company takes this time out to recognize and salute the men and women in uniform around the world standing tall for our political and economic freedom. This holiday season, let's remember them in our thoughts, prayers, and letters from home. Their efforts abroad and our support at home keep America strong. That's from Paul and his family and the professionals at Western Stone Company, serving our listening area with quality service, reliability, and integrity. Call 303-823-6404. That's 303-823-6404. They're on the air because they care about our troops.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and this is such a vitally important subject. You can get the DVD from my ministry by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927, and ask for the DVD on the Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth, or certainly the 9/11 attack, the girls will get it for you. But vitally important that you get the information, you get it out, you show it to others, you make them understand that certainly what is going on today is all fraudulent. It is to justify a dictatorship in America. Why? Because there's a small little group that controls our government. They control both political parties. Certainly they actually control, have their agents in the army, in the military, and that's why they've certainly gotten rid of well over 150 flag officers, generals, admirals. People who are loyal to America, they're getting rid of them. They want people who go along with the coming dictatorship. As I said, they control the banking. Six major banks control 67% of the financial assets of America. Morgan Stanley, J.P. Morgan Chase, Goldman Sachs. Certainly Citigroup, Bank of America, Wells Fargo. Six banks control 67% of the financial assets of our country. And it's not that simply the Federal Reserve System is this branch of our government. They are our government. And certainly they tell the federal executives exactly what to do. Certainly the banking industry finances Congress. Congress votes the way they're supposed to. That's why, of course, the attitude, I think Congress has a 69% approval rate. Why? Because we have the finest congressmen in Washington, D.C. that money could buy, and they're violating their oath to uphold our Constitution, and they're voting us into a dictatorship. There's no justification for Obamacare. It is designed to collapse our economy. We are moving into a financial crisis, and if you're not involved, well, you're going to lose everything that you have, ladies and gentlemen. This is designed to establish the dictatorship and to impoverish the American people. You need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to get Richard Gage's DVD on Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, radioliberty.com. Radioliberty.com, you can go there, you can listen to our programs 5 hours a day, well, 4 hours a day on that site live, and then you can get the archive programs if you have difficulty getting them. Or you can call our 800 number, 544-8927, and we'll help you so you can link into them, but you need to get the information, and then you need to get it out to others. You need to get them listening. And then we need to begin organizing and electing responsible congressmen who are answerable to the people and not to the people of great wealth. Because these people control our corporations, they control our educational system, they have their people planted within the churches, both Catholic and Protestant, which is why the churches aren't speaking out, and they've infiltrated our seminaries. And most of our ministers, because they have 501c3 ministries, are afraid to speak out and talk about these important issues, and yet that is their obligation. Because behind everything going on today are powerful and demonic spiritual forces. And this is truly a spiritual battle. It's being fought on a political and ideological battlefield. But you need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to get my talk on Agenda 21, the covert plan. You need to get certainly our 4-CD set on secret government, our 4-CD set on secret societies. Again, our number 1-800-5-